and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday again. You can get involved. There are a couple lines open if you want to jump in there now. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. I have a brand new biblical question. And we're going to get to it in a minute. It's a doozy. It's a doozy. But in the meantime, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing this morning, this evening, this night, wherever you might be, and whatever time zone you're in, and if you're not able to sit and watch the show, you could be listening to it on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the whole wide world, whole round world, by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 601-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or JLP, Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? Oh, amazing. So it is Tuesday again. It's amazing how fast these days come and go. They just come and go. The sun comes up and it goes around the world and back. Amazing. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday, because of my upbringing, I like country and Western music. Even though it's not the same anymore like it used to be like real good, you know, real music, country and Western music there. Now it has become like rap, the rap crap. Country and Western is a joke almost, really. It has no meaning. No meaning at all. Isn't that amazing? And a few people still do it the right, they sing it the right way, perform the right way with it. So a few, a handful, very, very few. But it is country and Western to stay. Yeehaw! What a mess! Beta! What the? What the? Baby! Who let the dogs out? Amazing! Amazing! Country and Western Tuesday. Did we lose that video from the guy from Alaska? We lost that? We don't have that anymore? I'm sorry?
We're still trying to find it.
Oh, so it is lost? Oh, amazing. Amazing. Anyway, Country and Western Tuesday. I've said over and over again, of course, that it's a spiritual battle. And I know now, without a doubt, that most human beings, not all, but most, only a handful, a few, are really understanding what's really going on because they are paying attention. They are paying attention to themselves. Most people don't do that. Their eyes are on everyone but themselves. And I understand. But it's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. Always has been, always will be, always, always, and forever. Amen. And evil is in control of most people's lives, but it doesn't have to be. But I understand most people love it. Most people love evil. And so it is controlling them, and that's the way they want it. Because if they didn't want it that way, it would not be that way. Evil has no authority. It has no power. It has nothing but temptation. And if you resist temptation, you'll be fine, right? And so I do understand it. What is very interesting to me, and now I understand the driving force, the driving source, the driving force behind human nature, I understand it. But there is this fight going on in our country, which should not be happening in our country. If they want to have it in Israel and over in Palestine, I understand it because they're neighbors. And neighbors will fight neighbors. But this thing that's happening in America is brand new to most of us that is so open like this, right? This fighting in America against the Jews and the Palestinians. And somebody is behind it, well organized behind it. It's not these little stupid people that are fighting one another, running around the country fighting one another. It's not them. They're being completely controlled and don't realize it. They don't know it. Because they're angry and they can't see. So they're being completely control. And so they're running around fighting and don't even know why, don't know each other, have nothing personally against each other, except that they have believed that they do and they really don't. But somebody is controlling these people with money. And because they're already angry and coming from home angry, brainwashing. And they're just going around fighting and in America chanting death to America. In America. Did you ever imagine that you would hear our enemy on our soil chanting death to America? When you would hear them do it over there in Alawaba land, you were like, oh, okay, as long as you guys stay over there with it. I never imagined that one day they would have permission from our government to chant death to America and get away with it. The one thing I know for sure and without a doubt, and for sure and without a doubt, if the so-called white supremacy or the so-called skinheads or whatever they call them, if they were chanting death to America, it would be a different story. They would be locked up so fast it makes your head swim. They would not allow with pleasure. They would lock up the so-called white supremacy if they were chanting death to America on American soil. Even if they went over to another country and they chanted death to America, they will hunt them down. But you have Alawaba people chanting death to America, and they ain't playing on American soil, and they're getting away with it. Nobody being locked up, no one being sent back to their country, nothing being said. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. How did America become so weak? How did this happen? And so these people are going around and they're attacking the Jews, the synagogues, and everywhere, right? And there are some white people who are angry at the Jews because they said it. They say the Jews control everything, and they are mad and jealous at the Jews. And it's interesting to see it because these white people are mad and jealous of the Jews. They're joining forces, some of them are joining forces with the Alawaba people to fight the Jews. They're joining their enemy to fight the people that they think are their enemy. And their enemies hate them. Alawaba people don't like the white people. But because some of the white people hate the Jews, they're joining with the enemy. And it reminds me 100% of the same thing with the blacks toward the whites. The blacks, not all, but most of them believe that the white man owned everything, controlled everything, and is keeping them down. And as a result of that, the blacks join forces with their enemies to fight against a people that they think are their enemy, or the white people. The white people are not their enemies, but they think they are. It's the same identical battle, blind fighting the blind. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. It's the same thing, the same accusations and everything, and none of it is true on either side. White people are not controlling the blacks, and the Jews are not controlling the whites. And the only reason you believe that they are controlling you is because you're not in control of your own life. You believe somebody else is controlling you, and you're mad rather than understanding you are not in control of your own life. They're not controlling you. No one else can control you if you were in control of your own life. But it's the same battle. and whomever you hate, you're going to join with that group to fight against a group that you blame and hate. And those people you join the group with hate you. And in quiet as it kept, you hate them too. It's the same, if you listen closely, the whites who are blaming the Jews, they have the same words that the blacks have against the whites. They say the same things that the blacks say against the whites. It's the same identical thing. It's the dirtiest thing I ever seen, and no one seemed to hear it. Because when you're angry, you cannot hear. Not only can you not see, you cannot hear. That's why you reject the truth, because you're not going to listen to no truth when you love your misery, you love your anger. Uh-uh. The truth can come and smack you in the face. You're still going to reject it. You'll be like, what the? But it's the same. Listen to the argument the next time you pay attention. Watch that the blacks are saying the same thing about the whites that the whites are saying about the Jews. And they all feel the same. And the blacks feel the same way about the whites that the whites feel about the Jews, those who hate the Jews or blame the Jews or hate, whatever you want to call it. And the Jews and the Palestinians are fighting each other, same thing. It's just nothing new under the sun. And I never understood, though I kind of understand now, why Jews have ever been Democrats. And I've heard over the years that the Jews are Democrats, not all, but most, because they sympathize with the blacks for being in slavery, enslaved, and they were enslaved with Hitler, somebody, with Hitler. So they sympathize. And yet, the blacks don't like the Jews, and the Jews are afraid of the blacks. They don't like them. What a mess, huh? But it's the same. All lost people have the same complaints. They got to find somebody and something to hate. They can't help it because that's what the heart is all about. And one of the dumbest things, and I've heard many dumb things, one of the dumbest excuses that some of the Christian whites say the reason they hate the Jews, because the Jews killed Jesus. Oh, they say the Jews hate Jesus. The Jews killed Jesus. And here they are hating the Jews, killing Jesus every time they hate. And number one, the Jews didn't kill Jesus. Jesus is not dead. He allowed that to happen just like you all do it to one another all the time. Because you can see the evil of human hearts. The truth could be right amongst them, and because their hearts are evil, they can't see it. So they thought they killed Jesus. But the Christians said they're mad at the Jews for killing Jesus. And so where's the love in that? That doesn't even make sense. I don't even know how they let that come out of their mouth. You think Jesus mad because the Jews killed Jesus, they say? Jesus is not thinking about that. That was to discriminate, to show you human heart. Jesus ain't dead. And if he was dead, who are you to judge somebody for killing him? You're killing them and Jesus. And the blind lead the blind. But the real deal about this whole thing, the attack on the Jews and the attack on the whites, the real lowdown, mamma mia, hola, si, senor, gracious. The real deal is that the whites and the Jews are hated. The Jews are hated because they're white, and the whites are hated because they're white, and they have trained the people of color, brainwashed them, trained them to join forces to kill the whites, to get rid of the whites, whether it's white people, white Jews, anything white. Now, that's the real deal. You don't see that these people, whomever's in charge of dividing and conquering, have brainwashed the people of color that anything white must go. Whether Jew white or white white, the Western world must be destroyed. The Western world must be destroyed. And that's what's really going on. You're not even paying attention to see that they're really going after white skins. That's what they're going after. But you think it's something else going on. The people of color, whatever color they might be, remember when it used to just be the black color, no other color? But somehow or another, they have lumped all the color people together, no matter Mexican color, Chinese color, Japan color, Muslim color, whatever color. They have brainwashed the people of color over all these years. They've been doing it for a while. That the white man must go. The white skinned man, whether he's Jew or white. And you're so blind, you don't see what's going on. Because you don't see what's going on inside of you. And you happily join forces with evil. Because it feels it's a good thrill for you. To hate somebody, to blame somebody, to get together with somebody and talk about the others, how bad they are. If you had any common sense at all, if the blacks had common sense and they believe that white people controlling everything, I'd be wanting to get with them to find out how did they get so smart? How were you able to do that? And learn. Or the white people think the Jews control everything? I get with them. How y'all learn how to make money? What's the secret? They'll tell you. But you're angry, you can't even ask. You'd rather stand in the background, be jealous, and feel like a victim and blame. Yeah, white people feel like victims too. They feel like victims toward the Jews. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. And I hear people telling me, I just heard it over the weekend. The Jewish Bible, I don't know what they call it. Oh, you should read the Jewish Bible. It talks about how bad Jesus is or something, or Christian, or something it says. I'm like, what you doing reading it? So you can judge it? The real deal is white people, Jew white, and white white. They hate you. They want you out of the way in your own country, over in Israel and here. They don't want you around in your own country. Now, that's the real deal. All this fighting one another is just to keep you angry in order to control you, to get the big job done, and that is to destroy the Western world, to destroy Christianity. That's the plan. And they're doing a mighty evil job of doing it. Yesterday, according to KTLA, 5, pro-Palestine and pro-Israel demonstrators clashed outside synagogues in Los Angeles. Watch this.
This was way beyond a war of words Sunday as hundreds of dueling protesters clashed on the streets in Pico Robertson. From the air and on the ground, we saw shoving and kicking, fists flying. LAPD in riot gear formed skirmish lines and declared an unlawful assembly, but the chaos continued for hours. Officers with weapons drawn ordered the masked driver of this Range Rover to get out, handcuffing both him and a woman in the car seen wearing a keffiyeh. Moments later, officers took a toddler from the back seat. As the Israel-Hamas war continues in Gaza, scenes like this have taken over campuses, but Sunday it took over this community, with one side demanding a ceasefire and decrying Israeli policies towards Palestinians as pro-Israel groups countered them verbally and physically. Locals took offense at the staging in this historically Jewish neighborhood and in front of the Adas Torah Synagogue, where pro-Palestinian protesters allegedly blocked the entrance. We asked one of them about the intention.
It's not meant to be intimidating. Yeah, disruptive for sure. This is intimidating. We didn't get in anyone's faces.
But many here call it anti-Semitic.
They've come to our home. They've come and attacking us. The bear spade, my friend, is standing right over here. I had multiple people come and get attacked. Some guy had a broken nose, some guy had a bloody, it's just terrible.
The United Jewish Coalition issued a statement saying the Jews of Los Angeles are no longer safe. The events of June 23rd brought to life the darkest nightmare many of us hoped we would never witness on American soil. LAPD says there were no arrests, but we saw people on both sides being detained as emotions boiled over.
Amazing. I want you to this is right down the road, by the way. At Pico and Robertson. There's a Jewish church down there. And these people, these protesters, quote unquote, decided by some kind of way, let's go and protest at the Jewish church. Why? Who told them to go down on Pico and Robertson and have a fight with the Jews? Who told them to do that? They didn't think of that themselves. That was well organized, well established, well planned. Nice neighborhood down there. The Jews do their thing. They walk around on Saturday because they can't drive. And they do their thing. And these pro-Palestine people, whatever they are, they decided to put on those things on their faces, take their flag, and go down to that area to fight. Why? What good is that doing? What change is that making for the good? Why go to these people church and fight with them? I gotta say, y'all want to fight with the government. You're mad at the government because the government won't do what you wanted to do. So far, it seems. But why go to the church, nice area, the church, and fight with the people? And you're looking at human beings, young human beings, fighting one of men, males, fighting one another over a cause that they have no clue about. Zero. They don't understand what's really going on. They don't even know what's going on. There was no reason for them to be down there fighting. Zero. They went halfway down the street there. There's nothing around, no government building around. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, get ready. July's coming fast. White History Month. 7th year of celebrating White History Month. July just feels white. Amazing. Get your shirts. July just feel white. Sure, celebrating White History Month with Jesse Lee Peterson. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or JulyFeelsWhite.com. JulyFeelsWhite.com. All right? Don't be saying, well, I didn't know. What up? I have my shirt. They have very nice colors, too. Come on, man. All right? Amazing. Also, support us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv/JLP. Cozy. And JLP on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right? Just a couple more soundbites about this thing. I want you to realize, for those who don't live in L.A., this thing where these Palestinian people somehow or another, somebody organized them to have them walk down to a very nice neighborhood where there are no government buildings, nothing, and they fought with the Jews for no reason at all, zero reason. At least it's not going to benefit them at all. They hate their fellow man, and that's not good. But somebody is controlling them. Somebody with the money, the media control, and whatever, brainwashing on the campuses, whatever. And these people are fighting. They're fighting one another where they should be friends and learning from one another and working together. We were all created by God. We were all created by God. All these wars that the people are having in our country, past wars and now wars and all that, it's because human hearts are evil. These wars are selfish wars. They're not for you. They're for personal gain. All of them. And you go and get your limbs cut off, you go and die, and you do this, and you feel they have you thinking you are a patriot. And all you got is a thrill with no limbs. And then they throw you out on the street. They won't even take care of you. But you're a patriot. You have the thrill of being a patient. I mean, patriot. So this thing is just so ridiculous. It's hard to believe, but I understand. And this happened According to ABC 7, it happened this past Sunday. I want to remind you, these people put their mask on, got their flags, and they went down right in the middle of a neighborhood while the church was happening. And they fought. And they gained nothing from it but the thrill of being angry, hurting one another, and feeling good about it. It's just a thrill. That's all they're going to get. They're not going to get any money from it. They're not going to get any fame from it, but they get the thrill. And whomever's controlling them get the money and the fame. Biden tweeted about the incident. Watch this.
President Biden releasing this statement saying, quote, "I'm appalled by the scenes outside of a Das Torah synagogue in Los Angeles. Intimidating Jewish congregants is dangerous, unconscionable, anti-Semitic, and un-American. Americans have a right to peaceful protest, but blocking access to a house of worship and engaging in violence is never acceptable." The rabbi of the synagogue with this message to protesters.
Coming into a very predominant Jewish community and protesting in front of a synagogue is not the right place to give out your message. You know, it's different between protesting in the federal building and between coming in here. Clearly feels like a provocation and a violation.
Amazing, huh? And then, really, if you in the, I wonder if Biden knows where Los Angeles is located. It's in California, Biden. But anyway, if you live near this area or you went down there, well, you see, it's just a neighborhood, a Jewish neighborhood. The White House is not there. Congress is not there. And for no reason, they went and protest right in that little, it's where people live. And their businesses are there. Biden not going to do anything about it because Biden probably don't even know it's really happening. Now, he might. I don't know. He doesn't seem to know what's going on. I don't know. I haven't seen the medical records, so I'm not a doctor, and I don't know, but something wrong. The lights are on, but it ain't about a home. And one more, Karen Bass, Lord. Karen Bass. She's supposed to be the mayor of L.A. Her greatest goal is to house the homeless. Mama want to get a house for the homeless. That's mama's role. Karen Bass, according to the report, is increasing police in the area. How about increase the police in the hood too, Karen? What the? You are supposed to be black. And the black state, you like them. Karen Bass is increasing police in the area. Watch this.
LA Mayor Karen Bass also speaking out about this, saying that Los Angeles will not be a place for anti-Semitism and violence. She is set to meet today with LA Police Chief to talk about extra patrols here and how they can make residents in this area and across Los Angeles feel safe. Typically, they only have security here during worship hours, but because of the violence that took place yesterday, they've hired security now 24/7. You can see that security guard here behind me, and he's just keeping guard, making sure that everyone feels safe to come into the synagogue and worship. Of course, they plan to have him here for the next few days, but tell us that there's a possibility they'll keep him here even longer.
For those who don't know, Karen Bass, she's black, a Democrat. I've debated her before. Care about, don't care about that. Zero. What a mess, huh? Karen Bass thinking about taking out the tax dollars and housing, quote unquote, the homeless. And they try to put a fancy name on that by calling it housing, the unhousing. The unhoused. What a dumb thing to do, right? What a hell on earth? Hell on earth. 888-7753-773. Let me go out to California and talk to Messiah. Messiah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How you doing?
All is well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. I just had a quick question for you.
Okay.
So I've been reading, or I've been listening, actually, to your silent prayers.
Yes.
Both of them. And I just wanted to ask if you thought your, I guess your way of thinking based off the silent prayers, and just in general, if you would consider yourself a Stoic.
A Stoic?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
A Stoic
I don't know what that
is. Person. So a Stoic is a person who can endure, I guess, like hardship or pain or whatever without showing feelings or complaining about it.
No. Where they live? I never heard of it. Where they live?
Where the Stoics live?
Yeah. Are you a Stoic?
No, I wouldn't consider myself a Stoic. But
me either. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, so it's basically...
Are they from the, like, 1800s or something?
From my understanding, it's like ancient Greece or like ancient Rome times.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like basically people who are able to be calm without showing any emotion or feeling.
But if you had emotions and feelings, it would be impossible to be calm through difficult things.
Right.
I'm being told that it is an old philosophy.
Yeah.
Marcus Aurelius, now popular among young men. No, if you had all that, if you were an emotional person, whether so-called good emotion or bad, you wouldn't be able to hide that. Even if you, it would still be showing if you had it in you. So no, I'm not a Stoic.
Okay, for sure. That's all I wanted to ask. And also, huh?
Thank you, man.
No, thank you. I wanted to thank you for this past Sunday at church and for putting me onto the silent prayers.
You're welcome. You stay with it. You stay with it and stay with it. No matter what situation comes, you stay with it and watch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. It was good meeting you, too.
Thank you, brother. Good meeting you, too.
All right, buddy.
See you soon.
Okay. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
There's a line open if you want to jump in there. All right. And we are going to get to all the calls. Hakens here, before we get to the super chat, what do you think about that incident right down the road? How am I going to go down there and get corned beef and cabbage if these stupid people fight in the streets?
It's a mess.
In my neighborhood, they came to the neighborhood to fight. It's not like they went to the government house.
What the? I saw two choppers, two ghetto birds, helicopters hovering over that area on Sunday late afternoon after church, after I was done with my podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what are those? I was almost scared to go outside because I ran up to my that little park up there in Beverly Hills, and it was crazy.
I never, for one iota of a time, thought that one day that could happen in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make, somebody making these people do this, and they're too dumb to know it.
The people who fought, though, the people who got into fights and got beat up,
yeah,
they wanted to fight.
Yeah, of course. That's why they went. They went for the thrill.
Yeah.
They wanted to fight. That's a good point.
It's pretty wild, though, that they're blocking the synagogue. They're like, they're blocking entrance into this building.
And if they don't like it, they had to go there.
I know. Yeah. It's like you want to go see somebody you hate.
Right. You want to go see somebody you hate and pick a fight with them.
Like, that's going to stop the war.
That's a good point. Right. Somebody controls these people, though.
Worse. Satan?
Even though they want to fight, they're like so evil, they want to fight, but somebody controlling them.
Oh, yeah. They're being spurred.
Somebody up here with the money and the media control and all that, making the people down here, because they're already angry and they don't know. They think they're fighting for a cause.
Yeah.
But they're really just fighting for the thrill of it. They mean you. But these people up here getting the money and the power, these dummies down here ain't getting nothing.
Crazy.
But they love throwing each other in the middle of the streets.
Indeed, it's wild.
But anyway, what a mess. Long as they be gone by the time I want some more corned beef and cabbage.
I was a little bit happy that this happened because
you were happy it happened?
Yeah, because in the news report they said that Karen Bass is sending more police into the area.
And
I've seen more police in the area this weekend.
So oh, yeah.
That's nice to see. You know how you guys complained, Sean complained, that there's no cops around? You never
right,
see cops?
Right.
Now you see them a little bit.
I remember Sean said, I don't see no police around here.
Yeah.
And he's right. But Karen Bass needs to send them to the hood, too.
True.
Black people lives matter.
Interesting.
It definitely seems different with the cops being everywhere right now.
Yeah.
It does. It is better, for sure. But anyway, Super Chat.
Over on Odyssey, odyssee.com/@JesseLeePeterson. Iceburn says, I have a question for you, Jesse. I see you as building bridges across communities, black people to white people. But who talks about the same message, white people to black people? And if you could add community differences.
What?
I see you as building bridges across communities, black people to white people.
Right.
But who talks about the same message, white people to black people? And if you could add community differences.
What does that mean? Number one, what does that mean? Who talk about black people to white people?
Bridging the divide between blacks toward whites.
That's what we're doing.
Right. That's what he sees you doing.
Yeah, we're talking to all races about this.
And then you also tell whites to blacks.
Right.
Nice.
We deal with all races. And there are black people who are hearing the truth now. And some of them are waking up. They just didn't know. And especially they didn't know they hate their mama. They're angry at mama. But those who do realize, I am resenting my mother. She has turned me away from my father. She is controlling. She blah, blah, blah. And they realize they ain't going to forgive. And they realize they've been lied to about everything. Black men and women. So hopefully that answered that question. We're talking to the blacks and the white to the black and the Jews. We had Jews and everything at the meetings. Amazing. Did that answer that?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not even sure if it was a question because he left an incomplete sentence at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I answered a question that was not a question.
Nice.
But thank you.
The Key bought a coffee. Jesse would love... Well, would you and the crew be willing to stream the debate live on Thursday? That would be amazing to watch it in real time with the best crew on this side of heaven.
No.
Trump-Biden debate?
Right. Nope. I'll be asleep by then.
Nice. 6 p.m., that's bedtime.
Yeah. But thanks for the request. It sounds good, but no.
DJ bought a coffee. Jesse! I watched you on your Young Black Cousins podcast from 2 years ago. Those boys are brainwashed all the way. Have they had a recent change in opinion over time?
That's a good question. I've seen them, too. And I don't think so. You're born a Democrat, you're going to die a Democrat. So I don't think so. I don't know for sure, but I don't think so. Thank you.
Age of Inversion donated a Rumble rant. I would agree that the Israel-Palestine skirmishes shouldn't be happening in our country, except that we are the ones being forced to pay for it. I don't want 1 cent of my dollar money spent on killing children.
You mean like for wars?
Yeah.
Me either. I don't want my money going to a war because the people who are creating these wars, they're making money off this stuff, from the equipment to the guns to the everything, and then the under-table deals they make. And we're down here fighting with them while they're making all the money and the glory, and we get nothing but fighting each other, hating each other, like we own the land. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
We don't even own the land.
It's ridiculous.
But we fight, and then we feel good about it. Well, I don't. But most people do. Amazing. Thank you. Good point.
DJ bought a coffee. I just want to buy three books off your store. Oh, I just went to go buy three books off your store. Had to call my bank to get the payment to go through. They said the website came up. It was fraudulent. And they asked me if I know for sure the business is valid. They clearly don't want us to read Alpha books.
Amazing. I'm glad you worked on it. Thank you. My books are amazing. I highly recommend them. From Rage to Responsibility. Amazing book. The Antidote. I was so young then. I didn't even know it. I had hair. I was skinny. Getting old ain't pretty.
Now with the hair again, you look the same again.
I know. I got hair and I thought I didn't have hair. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And they're still doing it. Nothing has changed. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. A little small pocket guide that we use for our Entrepreneur Academy. And also, if you want to start a business or you already have a job and you want to see how to make your money work and blah, blah, blah. All right? Real simple 7 step. And then the antidote sums it up. See auto pill bottles? You need them no more. The antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. You go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. So I'm glad the bank was careful with you like that because you got so many crooks out there nowadays, you can't be too careful. So be glad the bank looking out for your money. All right, they did the right thing, so. Amazing. Thank you.
Emily Schmidt.
And I will sign the books, by the way.
If you read it on this show, can you tell something, 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 something? Thank you. You're amazing. He'll love it. I hope you have a blessed day, Jesse. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Emily. You too. Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. The hate news coming.
The spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of our 1 of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, June 25th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for Hour 2. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. And there is one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, 1-888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And he will be right back during Hake News for Hour 2. Hang tight. Country and Western Tuesday. A mess going on. Severe weather. Minnesota Dam is getting overrun as millions of Americans swelter under record-breaking temperatures. Hot. Major flooding from heavy rains in the Midwest has strained a Minnesota dam to the brink of collapse. The Rapidan Dam, R-A-P-I-D-A-N Dam, Rapidan Dam, located about 70 miles southwest of Minneapolis, is in imminent failure condition. The Blue Earth County government, Blue Earth County down in southern Minnesota, said that. In a Monday evening update, the county said there are currently no plans for mass evacuation in Blue Earth County, while emergency crews actively monitor the situation. We'll see what happens. Severe flooding already wreaked havoc across the Midwest over the weekend, killing at least one person, according to CNN, Common Nonsense, in southern South Dakota, and prompting rescue efforts in multiple states. The so-called Supreme Court, excitement about the Supreme Court happening this summer, early summer. They're poised to announce blockbuster decisions this week on abortion, guns, and our greatest president, Donald Trump's claims of absolute immunity. Trump has argued that without immunity, presidents would be hamstrung in office, unable to do anything, always fearful of being second-guessed by a zealous prosecutor after leaving the White House. The immunity case appears likely to come up down when Trump to whether Trump's actions after the 2020 election were official, that is, steps that he was taking as president, or whether they were private, which would not likely receive immunity. The high court on Monday, high on pot, also agreed to hear Biden administration's challenge to a transgender care ban, delving into the complicated issue of whether states can ban hormone therapy or puberty blockers for minors. How's that complicated? I don't know. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks getting a sweet deal. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has agreed to plead guilty to a felony charge related to his alleged role in one of the largest U.S. government breaches of classified material as part of a deal with the Injustice Department, the DOJ, that will allow him to avoid prison time in the United States. Federal officials pursued Julian Assange after his whistleblowing website WikiLeaks published nearly a half a million secret military documents relating to U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The 52-year-old Australian Julian Assange has spent the past 5 years in a high-security U.K. prison, United Kingdom prison. Wow. Nearly 7 years before that, he was holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in hiding. The new plea deal allows Julian Assange to return to Australia as a free man. Nice. But not until he has made a court appearance in a remote U.S. territory in the Pacific. What a mess, huh? And trash balloons drama. This is sort of amusing to me still. North Korea sent another wave of balloons purportedly filled with waste and trash into South Korea overnight, reigniting a tit-for-tat exchange as tensions on the Korean Peninsula continue to heighten. More than 1,000 such balloons from North Korea have made it into the South Korean territory since May, per a CNN tally. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said the balloons were a responsive act to the South's years-long practice of flying leaflets that contain materials critical of his regime, anti-North Korea propaganda. The latest balloon salvo comes as inter-Korean diplomacy remains at an impasse. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a defense agreement with North Korea, you may recall, last week, as talks on its denuclearization efforts have stalled, and Kim has vowed to expand his country's nuclear arsenal. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, brand new biblical question, and it is a doozy. It's a doozy. And again, it's for those only who want to know themselves, to think for themselves, and to know themselves. It's not for everybody, because most people do not want to know themselves. They love their misery. They love their hell. They call it life. But it's for those who, and there are men and women who want to wake up. And they are working on it. So it's for you. My biblical question for this week: why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you? What an amazing question. Why is evil able to work with you? You ever ask yourself that? No, you haven't. Because you don't pay attention to you. When we have church fellowship on Sundays, I always ask, do you have any questions? Did you have a week this week? I'm waiting to hear what people have realized about themselves that week because the devil is busy. They don't have anything. Did you have a life this week? Nobody had a life.
What the?
They're just waiting to be taught. Instead of finding the teacher within. And I try to point them to the teacher within. And then when we get together, we share, we fellowship. We edify one another, right? Amazing. You can, if you're busy, you can listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 601-615-4131. 605-515-4131. 605-515-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. We got to finish up on the super test, too. Go and buy me, go donate and buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Did I do this country western song yet? I did it already. I haven't. Oh, it's Tuesday. It is, and always on Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday.
What a mess!
Beta! What the? What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing! 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 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let's finish those super chats we started on.
Super chats.
And then we'll super get chats. Back to the phone call. We're going to take as many calls as possible, all right? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Thank you, Emily, for your coffee. And I can't tell that person what you wanted to say, but thank you. Appreciate the coffee. That was late coming first hour.
Thank you, Emily.
Popcorn's thump keg with a coffee. Jesse, I've heard you say people should overcome emotions. Is that right?
Repeat that.
I've heard you say people should overcome emotions. Is that right?
Emotions are evil.
Laughter is an expression.
Yes.
He says laughter is an expression of emotional states like joy and happiness. Does that mean that you yourself haven't overcome emotions because you still laugh at times?
If you identify with it and get a false identity from it, then that's wrong. All right? Let it pass. You'll be fine. Thank you.
Lastly, children are born crying, another emotional response. Emotions are one thing that separates us from robots. I disagree with you on this one.
Nice. Well, hang on to them and see how far they get you. All right?
He asked, will you ever overcome laughter?
What?
Will you ever overcome laughter?
Not as long as I walk this earth.
Nice.
Thank you.
Can a bear three coffees? Your question, do you know for sure, without a doubt, that the earth is flat? And he has a tip.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice. It's me, Xenia, with a rumble rant. What's wrong with Joe O'Biden is called, well, she claims dementia and elder abuse. I disavow.
What's elder abuse?
Elder abuse is when you abuse your elders. Like right now, they're abusing Joe Biden, according to her.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't know. Again, I haven't seen his medical record. I haven't heard him say that it's true or not, that he out of it. But I just remember when my dad, developed Alzheimer's, and the same kind of walk that Joe Biden does, and the way he tripped and everything, it reminds me of that. But I don't know what's wrong with Joe. What a mess. But thank you.
Nice. Pastor Shadowleg donated an Odyssey super chat with the JLP beta alpha jerky meme. Nice.
Yeah, Odyssey. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Punchy bought a coffee. My father is married a Cherokee, a pure Cherokee. My mother's people were ashamed of me. The Indians said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. What a mess.
What a mess. Thank you.
Ronnie from Ohio. Uncle Jesse, yesterday you said 9 times out of 10, our military is represented by women. Did you speak mistakenly? Our military is almost 90% male.
Probably a few left, but not any good ones. But when they have, like when you see these people speaking for the military, it's women. And you see that black guy once in a while, Lord.
Lloyd Austin.
Yeah.
He's not even qualified to be there.
I know. But the women are taking over. But because the military used to be all men at one time, I'm sure they still have more men right now. But it's changing fast, Ronnie. Like nothing going north. And it's not good. But thank you. I get your point. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of diamonds. Joe Biden is prepping for the debate by taking a hot shower.
Amazing.
Nice. Gen C, 5 coffees. Good morning, JLP Universe. Jesse, just for fun, imagine this future of America. 2024 to 2028, President Trump with VP Don Jr. 2028, Don Jr., VP Eric Trump. 2036, President Eric Trump, VP Barron Trump. Ooh. 2044, Barron Trump, President, and VP to be determined. Oh, the possibilities. Cool emoji.
It sounds nice to me. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys.
That's deep.
I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to, thank you all so much for your support. I do appreciate it. Don't touch the mic, Jesse. It made noise. And if you have to touch it, touch it here. Right?
Yeah, what a mess.
What a mess. The anchor baby is going to be coming in here in a few minutes. I want him to explain this porch pirate fight. It's weird. It's like, I don't know what this world is coming to. And he would do a better job than I can with his story. In the meantime, let me go to Matthew out of California. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Jesse?
All is well.
So to keep it simple, I guess I should just ask, are there any circumstances that change the approach on forgiving your father?
I don't understand the question.
Well, like growing up, my dad was like always blacked out drunk, and he was extremely abusive, and the only time he would be nice to me is when he would be, you know, halfway done with he would drink a gallon of Jack like every night. And there'd be some point where the bottle would get like halfway and he would be what I thought was nice, you know, like ask me if I wanted to go to Carl's Jr. and he would let me drive and I'd be like 7, 8 years old on his lap. You know, that was like bonding as far as I was concerned. But
right.
You know, eventually I needed more than that, and I kind of accepted that I was never going to get it from him. And so I decided that if I ever wanted that man in my life, that I was going to have to become him. And so, like, it's been a long time since I've seen my dad. The only other time I saw him was a few years ago when I got out of the hospital, and he was there with the rest of my family. And I couldn't speak at the time, though, so forgiving him was kind of out of the question. And so I'm wondering, like, since I became that father figure that I was looking for, do I forgive myself or do I still try and forgive my real father?
What do you mean by you became that father figure?
You know, like I was always looking for a certain relationship with my dad, and I was always
right. I understand that part, but what do you mean by you became that father figure?
I guess the lessons. It seemed like when I was growing up, I knew there were certain things that I looked at other kids learning from their dads, and I found opportunities for me to teach myself those things. But I would always hold back on it because I wanted my dad to be the one that showed me. You know, like nowadays, most people, they learn things off YouTube, but I'd rather learn things from the people like right there in my life, you know, and in that same way.
What do you mean by you became the father figure, though?
I started teaching myself and emulating in myself and trying to create in myself the things that I always looked for in my dad.
But you can't be the father, your own father figure.
Right. So it's like, it seemed like the smartest thing to do growing up, but did I like mess myself up in a way doing that?
Yes.
I know it. there's so much in my life like that. Like I've been on my own since 12. So it's like,
I understand,
you know, and I lived with 17 different families from 12 to 17 until I started.
How old are you now?
My own place. I'm 35.
Why don't you just drop the anger so you can see, and seeing the father will take over for you?
And don't I need to forgive my mother and father in order to drop the anger?
Right. And why don't you do that?
Okay.
Why have you done that already?
I feel like I have, And I hear you sometimes, you know, talking about how people do it multiple times and stuff. And, you know, why do they do that? And so I just haven't tried again.
So you went to both your mother and your father and forgave them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what did your mother say when you went to her?
She didn't totally understand. I could tell she was a little offended. But after that, like, the conversations just became really a lot better with me and her, even though she hasn't openly, like, accepted that, you know, or acknowledged that she agrees with it.
And you realize you don't need her to do that either, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know that. Thank God.
And are you dealing with her like a grown-up now or like you're her boy still?
Grown-up.
Oh,
you
good.
Know, like, it's a lot. Before, I used to be worried about what guy she was with or, you know, whether or not she was happy or lonely. And now I just accept that she's her own person and she makes her own decisions. And so that's up for her.
Right on. And you did go and forgive your father as well?
Yeah, I did.
How did that go?
That was what was difficult because when I talked to him about anything about my childhood, like, because he broke my arm when I was 4, he broke my nose and my collarbone when I was 8, and he broke my nose again when I was 11 before he left. And, like, he was blacked out for all of it. So he literally, like, does not remember any of the things that, you know, like, call for forgiveness or, you know, it's hard. So, like, I just tried to not be specific in why it was that I was forgiving him as, you know, any further than, you know, for not protecting me against my mother, turning me away from him.
And are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I am.
And so your question for me is what then?
Is, so like I said, you, I've heard you talk to people about, or I guess my question is, it's changed too. Do you think that my forgiving my mother and father was good enough?
Yes.
I don't need to do it. Okay,
cool. You don't need to go back again. And
okay.
What I would highly recommend you do now is to just make sure you practice being present instead of lost in your head thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist. It's just an illusion. So let those thoughts pass and just live in the present. Be aware, be aware, be aware, be aware. Stay present, stay present. Be aware, be aware. And you will see that your whole life will come to order. It will change. Okay. You will have a clear and renewed mind. You will have perfect peace at heart. You'll be fine. It will take place on its own. You can't make a change, but it will change if you practice being present.
Right. And sometimes I feel like I am. And then, like, this morning, I'm waiting for my wife to wake up, and my cat is playing with my cell phone charger cord, and I'm trying to listen to you, and I'm getting angry at the cat and, like, trying to pull the angrily pull the cord away from my cat, and I'm like, dang, it's still there. Like,
yeah. Well, when that comes like that, when you feel that, just notice it, realize that it's not you. Don't call the spirit of anger you anymore. Stop identifying with it because it is not you. It has never been you. It's always been something that made a home in your mind and body because you had the resentment toward your parents. And don't identify with it anymore. And it would just be a word with no meaning. It'll be taken away.
So how do we speak about anger without identifying with it, without saying, like, I'm angry or I got this or I was, like, how do we express it and get that desire to express it out without identifying with it?
By speaking consciously. When you talk about the anger consciously, like you're telling me I used to be angry, or like you just said about the cat, right? If you speak about it consciously, you're not identifying with it. You're just communicating about it, but you're not calling you. But the problem is most people speak unconsciously because they're not aware. And so they are identified with what they think, what they feel, and what they say because they are not aware of what they're saying.
Right. And one more quick question. So obviously I got married in a fallen state.
Yes.
Is the possibility of salvation for that relationship possible still? Or is it like once I get rid of this anger, then the desire for this relationship will leave too, and then I will finally find the right person for me? Or is this relationship salvageable?
If both of you are working on yourself, if you're working on yourself, your wife is working on herself, it has a potential of lasting until death do you part. But if you're working on yourself, but your wife is not working on yourself, it might not last.
Got it. Okay, then there's hope.
Your wife is working on herself?
Yeah, she actually called in recently. She talked about her dad who has dementia, and she forgave him, and he came back for a moment.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Well, if both of you are working on yourself, it should be fine. But if it's not, it's hard when one is working on him or herself and the other one is not. It's going to create a big problem, because the one that is not working on, whether it's the wife or the husband, and not working on himself, the evil in them going to hate the good in the one that is working on him or herself.
Right. I've had that before. I feel that.
Yeah. And so
that's all.
So stay with the silent prayer. And during the day, you practice walking through rooms, being aware of driving or getting in your car. Or if you practice being present, you cannot go wrong. Everything will change for the good, for you.
You know, and I guess one more thing, maybe I'm blabbing, but like I did try a while back to thank my dad. Like, I told him, okay, I understand you don't remember any of the stuff that you did to the family, you know, but I just wanted to tell you that I don't resent you for it. And I realized that I wouldn't be the person that I am today, wanting to get better, if he didn't raise and treat us the way that he did. And that just made him really angry, because he thought I was trying to be sarcastic, but like thank you, Dad, for, you know, beating my ass and not killing me, because since you didn't kill me, like, I got stronger. And
what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
I love when you sing.
What? So your father thought you were trying to be smart?
Yeah, he did.
Amazing. I understand it. Well, you're going to be fine if you stay with it, Matthew, no matter what happened, what situations come, if the whole world turned against you, or if the whole world said they love you, whatever. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and your life will change from evil to good, and it's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
So stay with it, man.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for everything. You're awesome, dude.
You too, buddy. Thank you. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye now. Amazing. You got to stay with it. Is it Remy out of New York? Remy, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Remy.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? How are you?
All is well.
Hey, I just have a quick question. I just have two quick questions. I see that, you know, you interview people a lot, and you interview, like, you know, a lot of black people that, you know, that believe that Jesus is black, and you know, like, they ask for reparations and things like that. And I was wondering, like, you know, if can you ask one of those people, like, if they could wipe away the pain of the ancestors, and but in exchange, they won't get any reparations.
The pain of the what?
The ancestors for being enslaved.
Oh, if they could wipe away the pain of the ancestors?
Yes, if there was a way to wipe away all the pains, because that's what they want reparations for, right?
But they don't have pain from the ancestors being enslaved at all. They don't feel anything about it.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, it's all a facade. So I'm just curious to know what, you know, what their reaction is going to be.
Oh, I don't know if I would think to do that, but it's an interesting question. But you do realize there's not one black on earth. never has been, never will be, ain't going to be, can't be, that feel any pain from anybody, ancestor at all. They're just lying.
Yeah, I'm very well aware of that. I'm not black myself, but I understand them very well.
Right on.
So
it's an interesting question, though. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And you mind if I ask you one more question?
Okay.
So, like, you know, in terms of, like, this is a Bible question, right? So, like, the Bible says that in the end of days, there's going to be pretty much, like, degeneracies all over the world. There's not going to be any person on earth that would believe in God, correct?
That's not going to be in a part of what?
There's not going to be a single human on earth that's going to believe in God, like, before the end of days.
Oh, I don't know if it said that.
I mean, I heard it. I'm not sure, like, if that's what's true, but, like, I've heard it from a lot of folks. So I was wondering, like, you know, does that mean that Satan actually wins at the end?
No.
And what are we all
Satan can't win. He's already been defeated. It's impossible for him to win. He's a loser.
Right.
When you lose the fight, and when you lose, Satan has lost the fight. He has no power. He has no authority. He has no nothing but the ability to deceive you in your mind, to tempt you in the mind. And if you had control of the mind, there's nothing that he can do at all.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I was just curious to know, like, you know, if he can manipulate all the people on earth and turn them away from God. I'm wondering if he looks at that as a victory in and of itself, because that's what it says the end of days is going to be. I could be wrong about that, but that's many folks, you know, that I've talked to about the Bible. They say that before the end of days, pretty much, like, there's not going to be a single person on earth that believes in God.
Well, it was like that in the Old Testament. Remember, they couldn't find one person. Well, they found one man, I think. But they couldn't find one woman, and the rest of the people did not believe in the Father. They didn't believe in God.
Right, yeah.
But that's not what the case is now in the New Testament. Since the battle has been defeated, all who want to return to the Father can. Most won't, but those who want to can. And there are those who want to return to the Father, returning to the Father in the New Testament.
I see. Okay, cool. Just one last thing. I'm curious. Do you think that you can grant entry into the gates of heaven if you're not Christian?
You think you can do what now?
Can you be granted entry into the kingdom of heaven if you're not Christian?
All who want to enter into the kingdom of heaven can. It's not based on whether you're a Christian or not. It's based on if you repent of the heart.
I see. Okay. I ask that because I'm not Christian myself.
Have you forgiven in the heart?
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why I watch you, because like when I heard you say things, it's almost like I've always, like, I understood it right away, like exactly what you meant as soon as I've heard it.
Yeah.
And it's weird because... like, I have, like, literally zero hatred in my heart.
Can you hold 1 minute? Let me take a quick break, all right?
Sure, no problem.
888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Personal shout outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for personal shout out. Birthdays, weddings, anniversary, congratulations, whatever the shout out is. And I will do them for you. All right. The Hake Report coming up at the top at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11, then after Hate Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, and after Joel, the American Anchor Baby. So at 12 noon, on fire with natural energy, given to him by God. I want to, Remy. Wanted to know, could you enter into the kingdom of heaven without being a Christian? The answer is yes. You just have to forgive of the heart, see you're wrong. And Remy, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, so like, you know, I just wanted to say one last thing is that, like, you know, when I watched you and you heard you say, you know, a couple of things, it made perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
It's almost like I was always like this ever since I was young. Like, I literally, like, have, like, zero hatred in my heart. Like, I never had any kind of hatred whatsoever. And it's funny because, like, you know, ever since I was young.
Are you speaking right into your phone?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Kidding. Yeah, so, like, ever since I was young, it's kind of weird because, like, you know, when you have this, you know, like, this belief, right? It's almost like, you know, you can see into, like, the hearts of people, like, when you speak to them. Like, you can literally, you know, tell if people are lying to you. You can literally tell, like, you know, what their intentions are and what they're thinking. It's like a very kind of, like, a weird kind of superpower when you, you know, see the world from, like, the lens that you talk about, so.
I've noticed over the years of counseling with people, meeting people on the streets, men and women at the fellowships, it seemed to be in every family. There's one or maybe two. Sometimes I see two.
Right.
Of the children who just been set apart for whatever reason. They're in the family. They had the same blood. But they're just not. They tend to be set apart. They see what's going on. They don't quite know how to explain it, but they don't really fit with the family. And it tend to be those like that who tend to wake up as they get older. They tend to wake up in the family.
Yeah. And I felt that, you know, I was one of those people that it's almost like, you know, when I'm walking around, and when I'm interacting with people, it's almost like I'm like the only person that is like this, and everybody else is like living a different world almost.
Amazing.
And it's like, you know, when I look at them, it's like I can tell who is you know, like who's trying to be manipulative. It's almost like I don't even have to try. It's almost like something tells me, like, you know, watch out for this person. Just by like hearing him speak the first word, I can really tell where his heart lies.
Well, I don't think people realize that until they come to this, that the God, the Father, will take care of you too. He allow you to see what's going on. But if you have anger, you clearly cannot see not only what's going on with yourself, you're not going to see what's going on with others. It just doesn't work. Remy, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Amazing call.
Sure. Thank you.
Call me again, buddy.
All right. No problem. Thanks.
Okay. All right. I want to real fast, before I go back to the phone, the Anchor Baby's here, the host of the American Anchor Baby Show, right?
Yes.
At 12 noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday. And then on Fridays, 4 p.m.
Thank you.
Explain the story that we're about to see.
You've heard it said that it's a dog-eat-dog world.
That's for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's turning like that even more. It's like Mad Max. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mel Gibson, Mad Max, the streets outside your home. And so this is in Pennsylvania, Reading, Pennsylvania. And we got another porch pirate story, basically. But this is, like, crazy because we'll play the video. The details on how this could even happen, the speculation on this, is a little interesting.
So we played a porch pirate story for you last week out of Ohio, where the delivery man, he walked up on the porch, he set the package down, and he rang the doorbell. And as soon as he rang the doorbell, some guy ran up on the porch and took the package while the driver was still standing there. And the person came out of the home, and they're like, what's going on? He's like, somebody took your package. They just took it.
And well, they topped even that.
This one is out of Pennsylvania, from ABC, Pennsylvania Porch Pirate Fight over same package in doorbell camera video. Watch this.
Next tonight, a scary incident in a neighborhood outside Reading, Pennsylvania. Two apparent porch pirates appearing to nearly come to blows while trying to steal the very same package that a FedEx driver had just dropped off. Both men sprinting towards the package you see right there. One picks up a flower pot and begins to chase the other.
He's walking up, bring the box, put it on the porch, walking away, and two different cars drive up at the same time. And now they're fighting. And it sounds like Mexican.
I don't know, I'd say Brazilians.
Brazilians?
Or some kind of Dominican.
Yeah, some kind of foreign language.
But I'm just I'm just nitpicking.
Is that real?
Okay. So in this time of skits and TikToks and all that, we got to keep space with everything you see, okay? The FedEx uniform looks real, but you can recreate that. The two guys meeting, you start thinking, it's so ridiculous. Is it a skit? It's on the news and all that. We're representing the news here. They're saying a man named Kevin has sent in this doorbell video. He said it was a very expensive package, and this was on the news. So I wouldn't go with skit on this one.
You would?
I would not.
Oh, you would not? Yeah. And so these, for those who didn't see it because you listened by way of radio, the driver, tell them what happened. The driver, driver delivered the package.
Imagine a doorbell video. You've seen these Ring doorbell videos. And this one is of a porch and right outside of home. You see the FedEx delivery driver come and deliver a package. And as he's delivering the package, two cars are seen in the background just in wait. They both, the doors open, guys run out.
One scene have already been there, then another drive up. And he pulled up in front of the car that was there.
Doors open, mad dash to the package. They fight over it. One of them has a weapon. fends the other one off, and they run back and get in their cars and abscond. It's totally a wild scene. Here's the crazy detail. Is how did two people come upon this? Is it by chance, or is it somewhere upstream? Are these criminals finding a way to find where the expensive packages are arriving, and they're zeroing, because it's in a very expensive package. You got to wonder, how did two come to the same one?
Right.
Is there somewhere up the line at the warehouse in the online section that they're finding out how to get there? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I've been seeing in the local news lately, especially, where these criminals are now putting cameras in the front yard of these homes, and they hide it with grass and stuff like that, but it's pointing toward the home. And they are monitoring the person's home to see their routine going and coming and stuff like that. So I don't know, but maybe they're using cameras like that to see when the driver come with a package.
Right, same idea. That's what I'm thinking, too. Somewhere upstream, somewhere there.
Isn't that amazing? And so now that this is happening more often than norm, are they going to stop delivering packages like that and leave them at people's front door?
It's an interesting question you bring up, because if you think about it, COVID hit. There seems to be a new way of living that they want us to do. Want us at home, studying at home, order your packages and groceries, order the Ubers. Right. And they almost built this perfect utopia. It's great. You're gonna not own anything. You're going to love it. You're going to order everything. But then the black criminals seem to be ruining that. Will they have their utopia? It's a good question you bring up.
So what they going to... But this is not Ozzy. This is not Ozzy and Harris day anymore. But they not only do they have the blacks doing it, but the Mexicans are doing it, and they got a bunch of illegal aliens have come into our country, and they're like organizing from Venezuela, and they're coming in from what's the name of that country where the president is tough.
Salvador.
He should El Salvador? Be over here. I don't know what he's doing over there when we need him over here. El Salvador.
Yeah.
A lot of those criminals are here from El Salvador, but they're organizing and they're doing stuff like this.
That's what
this seems
like.
So they're kind of beating out the black, because the black ain't gonna organize.
Yeah, this says high-level planning there. Seems to be targeting the expensive packages. Yeah. Wondering how they're getting that info.
So either you have to stop having home deliveries now, or lose your package. How do they know what's in the package? They don't even know if they want what's in the package.
That's the question here, right?
Yeah.
That's the question. They seem to be finding out that information.
Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah.
That's a funny story.
And I would laugh if it wasn't so. Although I did laugh a bunch already.
I'm being told that they follow delivery trucks in rich neighborhoods. Mm. That could be happening too. I don't know.
Competing.
I have not heard about that part or seen it, but it could be possible.
Competing bands of thieves, of bandits.
I want to real fast show this one more time, since you know what it's about. And so you got to see, as Nick just said, the delivery driver goes up on the porch, drop the patches off, put the information in his computer, and walk away. And at the same time, you're going to see a car that seemed to be already there or just pulled up, and another car going to pull up in front of that car, and both of you guys are going to jump out of these cars. They're going to run over to the porch, and they're going to fight over the package. One guy appeared to have a knife or something in his hand. Other guy, as they said in the report, pick up a flower pot, and they're trying to fight over the packet, and they speak in a language I don't understand. Habla no español. Why is this?
Next tonight, a scary incident in a neighborhood outside Reading, Pennsylvania. Two apparent porch pirates appearing to nearly come to blows while trying to steal the very same package that a FedEx driver had just dropped off. Both men sprinting towards the package you see right there. One picks up a flower pot and begins to chase the other.
That's a driver walking up, walking away. He took a picture of it because he delivered it. And these two men Run it up there for us. I wonder if they're like, maybe they're part of the same group of thugs. Or maybe they didn't even know each other because they fight like they didn't even know each other.
Yeah, it's competing thugs. You know, the question is, are they just wacko criminals or are they pioneers and are we just the ones not quick on the curve?
Yeah.
And that's the, like, dark commentary.
The white driver went, Lord have mercy, is over. He just understand.
You know what? Amazing. And we're done. But the rich area, you ask, well, how can people order packages anymore? No, the rich areas will figure out ways. They have lockers. They have ways to do it. And the rest of the areas just go to heck.
What a mess.
And that's how South Africa goes and all these countries.
We need Ozzy and Harris days back.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Ozzy and Harry?
Oh, no.
Really? Beautiful white picket fence. You were able to play up and down the road. They delivered packages. Nobody steal them.
Wow.
Mama stayed home while Ozzy went to work.
Is that like a show?
And Mama had dinner ready when Ozzy got home.
It's a play?
And the family prayed together.
It's a book.
Because the family that prayed together stayed together.
Is that where that comes from?
And
I heard that. That's amazing.
It used to be a TV show.
Oh.
Ozzy and Harriet. You remember that house, huh?
I do not, but is it like a Leave It to Beaver kind of thing?
Yeah, it was like that.
Amazing.
Assume me, except the daddy name was Ozzy, and the mama name was Harriet. And they had two sons.
Are they black?
And they're white.
Oh, they're white. You said white.
Yeah. And they're living in a pink and white fence around their house.
Amazing.
And the daddy was the daddy, and the mama was the mama. They knew the role, and it went well.
Pleasantville.
That's banned on TV now.
That used to be my America.
I think that's like...
Ain't no way they'll play that on TV right now.
I think you're pushing religion and borderline racist if you do that today.
Uh-huh. They never would play that. What the? Thank you, Anchor Baby.
Of course.
Appreciate it. Let me go to Canada and talk to Ross. You got to go to Ross. Ross, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Jesse, I just wanted to let you know that first, I'm one of your biggest fans. You have no idea how much I love you. I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
And the question is that you often say that men should not have emotions and should not cry. And my question is that, let's say, for instance, a man has a family, wife and kids, and God forbid they have an accident, and he loses the family, like the children die. And let's, in the funeral, and if the man just cries, is that all right, or it's just beta? I was just curious about that.
Did that happen to you?
No, of course not. I'm just saying if that happened.
I wouldn't plan it either way. I wouldn't say I will cry or not cry at the funeral. I'll just have a wait and see. And let's say some tears come. You just let the tear come, let them flow right through, let them pass, and be done with it. Do not hold on to grief because too much grieving creates depression. And some people hold on to it for days and nights and weeks and years and months, and they just grieve and cry, and then they tell everybody, and they get a thrill from everybody thinking that mama died, daddy died, the wife, husband died, and they want people to feel sorry for them, more thrills. So if it happened naturally, let it come and let it go.
Oh, okay, thanks. That makes sense.
Yeah, so don't cry. Don't plan to cry or not to cry. You know what I mean?
Of course. I'm not going to plan, but I'm just saying that if you just watch them get buried, that would be just creepy a bit. You got to show some emotion.
Well, you don't have to. It's creepy to be crying all over the casting and carrying on.
Of course. I understand.
But it's not creepy if you don't cry.
Just one more thing. I just wanted to say that I'm not Canadian and I'm not American. I'm Persian. I moved here, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago. And I just wanted to say that people here in North America, they're very, very nice. I never experienced any racism. Never.
Right on.
And I just want to say that you guys are the best. And do not ever let anybody tell you that you're racist or something.
Right
just
on.
Don't care. And because, as I said, it's just the best. It's just the best here. And I was never into politics. And there was one day that I was just watching through videos in YouTube, and I saw Mark Dice. I don't know if you know him or not.
I do.
Yeah, he had a video, and he mentioned you, and he said black conservatives, and I was just saying, black conservatives?
You were like, what?
Yeah, exactly. I never knew. And then I watched your videos and said, oh my God, this guy is amazing. He's just the best. Just the best, actually. And I just started watching your videos, and I watched Trump after that.
The Great White Hope.
The Great White Hope. Exactly. He's the best. Yes, I'm just into politics because of you. I just wanted you to know that.
Right on. Well, stay with it, Ross. Stay with it. Stay with it. It only going to get better for you. If you just endure, stay with it all the way to the end, it's going to be amazing for you, all right?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Kevin out of Indiana. Kevin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Jesse, I know you're always talking about the father and some religion context, but I'm not a religious person, but what I've been doing, I'm about ready to turn 69, and I've been doing daily positives. You know, my whole life, it was almost a near complete wreck, and it was about 2 years ago that I started doing daily positives for about 15 minutes a day, and pretty quick I was doing like a half hour or an hour or more than that quite often a day. So in the course of the last 2 years, I've done more than I've done in the last 20 years. My mind, I got better cognitive skill set. I've improved my health on my body. I walk all the time. I just do, just quite frankly, from my old self, I almost had to rise from the dead, and I had to bury my old self, and I did that by daily positives, and I had to walk away from myself into a new self that, quite frankly, it's amazing.
What does daily positive mean? What do you mean?
Well, a daily positive is like I do 15 minutes of work around my house or in my yard, you know, or in my garage. So I hold that as, what I do is I just started writing in a like a notebook.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Don't hang up, Kevin. Hold up. Let me take. Oh, this hour's up, huh? Hold on, Kevin. I didn't realize the whole hour's gone already. One more hour to go. 888-77-JESSE. Hate news, not the fake news. Coming back in a moment.
I want to thank you so much. The silent.
I didn't realize that.
I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
China is in the space race, guys. Space is real because China is going there. And the stock market's doing well, whatever that means. Vivek Murthy, the evil Surgeon General under Obama and Biden, is against the Second Amendment for the kids. What a sucker. Communist. And infant mortality increased in places like Texas, where they stopped killing them so much in the womb. Makes sense that some of the children who survived the womb would more frequently die. And a whole lot of mess going on in the world. A woman-only exhibit was forced to allow men, so they moved some of the artwork, Picasso's, I think, to the woman's toilet, a woman's toilet stall. Sickos. Jealous women. Evil women, right? This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, June 25th, A.D., 2024. Stay tuned for hour three, last hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show today, coming right up. Hang tight, callers. And there is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. See, some of you guys disagreeing with Jesse. Why don't you give him a call? Nice. Anyway, over in the space race, China's Chang'e 6 lunar module returned to Earth today, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, completing its historic mission to collect the first ever samples from the far side of the moon. Because the moon is always facing us. It's tidally locked in its rotation. It rotates just in the same rate that it orbits. The mission is a major step forward for the country's ambitious space program. Chinese leader Xi Jinping, don't call him Winnie the Pooh. He's a cool guy. Maybe not that cool, but tough. He hailed the mission as another landmark achievement in building a strong country in space, which is real, and science and technology. China is among several countries, including the United States, or at least a few, that are ramping up their lunar exploration programs. Beijing's ambitions to send astronauts to the moon by 2030 come as the U.S. looks to launch a crewed Artemis mission as early as 2026. That would be America's first such attempt at landing on the moon in more than 50 years. Wow, that's wild. 31 times the S&P 500 has surpassed its own record since January, so says Commie Nonsense, supposedly a signal that the stock market could have its best election year ever. It's been 333 days since the index recorded a decline of 2% or greater, which is the longest stretch since February of 2018, according to analysts at Goldman Sachs. Is it ill-gotten gain? Quite likely, but who knows? And here's a quote from the U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. He's the Obama Surgeon General. Now he's the Biden one. Quote, "The safety and well-being of our children and future generations are at stake." That's what he stated, calling for the quote-unquote collective commitment, collective communist buzzword, to stop gun violence. No such thing. In the United States, in a new advisory released today, it's the first time a publication from the Office of the Surgeon General has focused on firearm violence, no such thing, and its profound consequences on survivors, communities, and mental health. What an atheist. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. By the way, there's a little update on the babies. Speaking of killing, new research links Texas's abortion ban to a rise in newborn deaths, according to the far-left females at the Skim. And it would only make sense, honestly. Type of women who would kill the babies? The type of women who would have problem children at birth and make problem children. A new study published in JAMA Pediatrics found the number of infant deaths in Texas increased the year after the state passed a near total abortion ban. In 2022, the infant mortality rate went up 8% in Texas compared to a 2% increase across the rest of the United States. This is according to the far left female run outlet, The Skim. Lawmakers touted the law as necessary to save children's lives, and surely it did. Many also died, though. Supposedly opposite effect, according to the ladies at The Skim, but they don't know what they're talking about. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
Stand up strong.
Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already, believe it or not. It's the third hour. You can get involved. There is a line open. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, and it's a doozy, brand new biblical question. Why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you? Why? You ever ask yourself that? Ask yourself that. If you're busy going around and stealing packages off porches, buying fentanyl, having fentanyl withdrawal, committed suicide, or considering suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough, smashing, grabbing, getting beat up by your wife or getting beat up by your husband, whatever you're doing, or just playing those relaxing at a beach and you just don't have time to watch the show right now. You're going to podcast later, but you could be listening live, working out at the gym or whatever you're doing. You could be listening live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. It is Tuesday, last hour of the show for Tuesday. It is country. You can take the boy out the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. Western Tuesday. Yeehaw! Amazing.
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Woo. Amazing. Excuse me, 888-7753-773. I want to go back to Kevin out of Indiana. I had to put him on hold due to the lack of time there in the last hour. And Kevin said that he does something like positive thinking, I think he said. Kevin, did you say you do positive thinking or something like that?
No, I do daily positives with labor and sweat.
Oh, and for those who don't know what that means, what does that mean?
That means working.
And so you're positive with work every day?
Yes.
And how has that helped you?
Well, see no psychiatrist no more. I don't take no pills no more. And, you know, see, daily positives is the most fantastic thing that I believe exists, because it's the most equal form of on equality that I think's ever existed, because daily positives, they don't care what race you are, they don't care how ugly you are or how beautiful you are, how old you are or how young you are. Daily positives are only truth and honesty, and to get them, for me, I have to use labor and sweat, you know.
So you're not doing, because I have heard of people doing positive thinking. They be saying stupid stuff to themselves, trying to be positive. But you're saying your positive thing is working.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, okay. And so that helped you physical, right?
I've improved my health. I exercise 3 days a week. I walk all over my town all the time. That's helped my ankle problems, broke in three places with a pin in it. It's helped my knee problem, a torn cartilage in it. My exercise has helped my rotator's cuff.
How old are you?
I'm about ready to turn 69.
So how old are you?
I'm 69.
I thought you said you're about to ready to turn 69.
Pardon?
You say you're about to turn 69?
Yeah.
How old are you today?
68.
Oh, okay. And so have you overcome all your anger?
No, I still have my problems, because when you see stuff out in the world, it does affect you, you know. I think everything affects a person. It's just I haven't been able to overcome my disappointments in judging others or in judging things. I'm like a quick draw. I judge a lot quicker than I should.
So what good does it profit you to save your body but lose your soul?
It's a stepping stone, because I never had my soul to begin with. I almost always operated my whole life in a negative realm, a negative mindset, a negative person. You know, I never had no gift that I learned from my teachers or from my friends or anything on how to overcome any of my obstacles. And it wasn't until I was about ready to turn 67 that I started doing my daily positives, and everything has been starting to fall into line for me. And almost like I said, I've almost had to have a resurrection. I've had to kill my old self so that I could have a new self and I could have a future.
You didn't have a father and a mother?
Yes.
And they didn't show you how to overcome anger?
No.
And why not?
I really think that most people, if they seen an alien, they would be less scared of an alien than they would of trying to teach people how to overcome your problems. People just don't know it. Teachers don't know it.
Why didn't your parents show you how to overcome anger?
Because you know, my parents is kind of like they neglected us. We was out taking care of ourselves, running over to friends' houses all the time. We had basically no guidance.
And do you want to overcome your anger?
Yeah, I would like to overcome my anger.
And so, how long have you been listening to the show?
For off and on for probably about 6 months.
Have you heard me say you have to forgive your mother and your father?
Yeah, and both of them are dead now.
And so have you forgiven them, though they are dead? Have you forgiven them?
Well, I've never really thought about that, but I could, you know.
Yeah, because they can help themselves. And that's great that you're working on your physical body, keeping you, you know, you're working and you're keeping it going. But if you don't overcome the anger, you're going to lose your soul. And if you drop, when you die from your body, leave your body, the way you die, the way you drop your body, is you're going to be stuck in hell for the rest of your life. So you got to forgive your parents. They did the best they could. As you said, they didn't know. They didn't know how to help you. They didn't know what to say. Most people don't know about forgiveness. They don't know that salvation is of the heart. And they don't know to tell the people, you must forgive in order for you to be free. So that's real cool that you're working on your body.
Well,
you're working on your body, but you should work on your soul as well.
Well, I'm working on my mind, and I gave myself forgiveness, and I was the worst person in my entire life. I always disappointed myself, and I forgave myself because I didn't know. But the daily positives has allowed me to let go of almost all of my anger for myself. It's not anger, it's disappointment of my past, but I've had to be honest and truthful with myself, and by forgiving myself, I've allowed myself to, I test myself. Every time I'm doing a project around the house, I test myself to make sure that I do a better job, and that helps my mind significantly. And
but that still doesn't do anything for your soul, though. And so how did you forgive yourself?
Well, because I'm in a lot happier place. I'm in a lot higher positive self.
How were you able to forgive yourself, though?
Well, because I look back at the accomplishments. My house is a lot nicer. I've done a lot of improvements on it. And my yard is better, well kept. My garage is.
But how were you able to forgive? You say you forgave yourself, right?
Yeah.
And what did you forgive yourself for?
I forgive myself for not acknowledging that I can change my life.
But you can't change your life.
Well, I'd have to have a difference of opinion on that because you know.
But if you could change your life, I understand you mean your physical life. You worked on your body. You worked hard. You made your body stronger, right?
Oh yeah.
But your soul is still weak. The real you is still weak, though your body is physically strong. And even with that, it was God who helped you to even change your physical body to make it better. Because of yourself, you can't even change your physical body. Of ourselves, we can do nothing.
Well, let me ask you about that. You know, Jesus died and he was resurrected so he could live with his Father. Well, maybe that is really just kind of like, you know, where God made man in his own image, it's allowed me to almost have my own resurrection to where I've been able to rise up from the death of my evil up into almost a brand new self as I am. So maybe it's more like what a person can do on earth if you change yourself. And you can change your way of thinking onto having a heaven on earth because you've resurrected from your evil and you're operating more in all of your daily positives and you take away, you've lessened your negatives.
But if you have not overcome anger of the heart, you have not risen up from your evil, you're still evil. You may be physically in it sounds like you're physically in good condition, right? But if you have not overcome anger of the heart, you're still evil. Christ came so that you can overcome anger. And not only you can be in good physical shape condition, but you can also be spiritually in good condition. And you will have a perfect life. Why don't you drop your anger?
Well, I've been working on that because as I'm doing my daily positives, I've had to lessen my negatives by such an astonishing an amount. It's quite frankly, it's magic. have I been able to lessen my negatives? So, but I'd ask you, you're talking about I have to raise up my spirit. But how if I'm an atheist and I'm not really a believer, I've been saved before, but I'm kind of more or less like an atheist now. But how do I overcome my revulsion of religion and for to save my spirit? If you're a non-believer, what would you recommend somebody that's not a follower of faith what they could do to help to lessen my anger or my evil or my, you know, in my heart? You know, how can I do that if I'm not a follower of faith?
Well, I don't know what you mean by follower of faith, but what is follow faith? And then I want to respond to that question. What is follow faith? I don't know what that is.
I mean a follower, somebody that goes to church, somebody that reads the Bible, somebody that prays, you know.
Oh, you mean those people who are following the preacher and not God?
Yeah.
But is he, you mean like those people that follow the preacher?
Yeah.
You want to follow the preacher?
No, I said, how would you recommend that I can let the go of the anger in my heart? You know, you call it like your soul, but let go of my anger so that I can have a better life. But if I'm not a believer in religion, the context of religion, then how can I achieve something that is only done and gave to those believers in the religious order? If only you can find that in a religion order, and if you don't have a religious order, I can never find that. So,
but you never, you're never going to find God in a religious order. You're not going to find God that way. Those people who are in those religious orders, they're not finding God at all. All they do is talk about God, and they have read about him, but they don't know him. They just know about him. And knowing about God is not knowing God. So they don't know God either because they are in a religious order. You're never going to find him in there. You're only going to find him when you look within and you realize you're wrong for having this anger on your heart and you forgive. Then you will find God. You're better off by being an atheist than it is to be in a religious order, because the religious order is in the way of finding God. So you're better off. All you need to do now, as you're working on your body, you also need to work on your heart by realizing, yes, I have this anger. And then you see, examine yourself, and start with your parents, especially with your mother, and you forgive them, though they are dead. They can help themselves. God will forgive you, and then he will take away the spirit, which is the evil spirit of the heart, and he will give you his heart, which is perfect love, and you'll be fine. And so you'll have an amazing body working for you and the heart working for you. You'll be a whole person.
Well, I'll do that. Today I'll forgive my mother and my father, and but you know, I've helped my mind significantly, but I've lessened my negatives by almost in a magical sense, almost in a mystical form, that I've lessened my negatives so significantly. And you can either choose a positive by using labor and sweat, or if you don't choose a positive, a negative will choose you.
And if that physical thing is working for you, fine, that's good. But you need to work on your spirit. I recommend you, are you able to go on YouTube and check out my silent prayer?
No, but I could go on there and search it, you know.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
Okay.
Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer and start working on, keep working on your physical stuff as you are doing, but start working on your spiritual, the real you, your spiritual self, and you'll become a whole man. And when you drop your body, when you die, when you leave your body, God takes you out of the body, if you drop your body with perfect peace on your heart, you're going to live that way the rest of your life. But if you drop your body with anger on your heart, you're stuck right in that the rest of your life. No way out.
It makes sense. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You know, I believe that all of our problems that are on Earth today, they're all very, very solvable, quite frankly. I think they're quite easily solved. But yet, you have all these teachers that have bachelor's, master's, doctor's degrees. You have these scientists. You have all these millionaires, mega millionaires, billionaires, even a trillionaire. But you have all these people that have known how to take care of all these problems, and yet they don't share any of their great ways in life with anybody else. And like politicians, you know, politicians, they live in a lot higher realm of their class than what we do. And I think a politician should only be allowed to make 50% more than the poorest people in his district. If they live in poverty, I don't think that a legislature should have any more capability than like 50% above that poverty. So you would have people that are want to go into politics for dedication, not outer or better ways of living, you know, like being a lobbyist or something. But
they should go back to making politicians earn their job, their livelihood, rather than becoming a career politician, and they are just there for the money and for the fame and whatever. They're not there for the work for the people at all. It's a joke now. I totally agree. But the one thing I want to tell you about problems is that there is no such thing as a problem. Problems are not even real. They're an illusion. And that's why you can overcome it if you understand the illusion of it. It's not even real. So when you wake up, it's going to be impossible for you to have a problem.
What do you think about this idea? You know, we have poverty. We have people with food stamps need. We have
Have no poverty in America.
Okay, but we have people that have health care problems. They have obesity. They have tobacco use. They have all of these negatives, and yet all of our politicians they don't rise up the people's ability to get rid of some of these negatives. So I think that
they are not supposed to do that. It's not their responsibility to rise up or bring up someone else's thing, because you, as an adult, are in charge of your own life, and you have the kind of life that you want, whatever that is. It's because you have that because you want that. And no politician and the people with degrees are dummies. They don't know anyway. But no one can help you except you. And you got to be willing to take control of your life. You are your own world. You are responsible for you. Politicians are not responsible for your life. We hired them to give us a strong military to protect us and to build the roads and stuff like that, but not to take care of us at all.
But our leaders are supposed to be good examples. They are supposed to be a reference point that is a positive rather than a negative.
Where did you get that from?
From my mind.
Your mind was wrong.
It very well could be.
Yeah, your mind, they're not supposed to be anything to you except that they work for you. Our parents are supposed to be perfect for us as children. And when our parents are not perfect because they don't have love, then they put us on the wrong course by destroying our innocence and causing us to wake up to the same hell that they're in. But the world is not responsible for you at all.
Well, shouldn't like a teacher or something like to test the kids, because I don't think that I never got no teaching in school, nor in my family at all, my whole life. And yet, I don't think that they do that for some people, but not for many. But I really kind of feel that we need to reflect on daily positives, where like schools would have kids in different classes and stuff. Hey, go home and make up your bed during the summertime.
Well, that's the responsibility of the parents and not the school.
And
it's in the hands of the parents, but the parents don't love their children, especially mothers. Mothers don't love children. That's why they destroy them. But if they had love, whatever happened at the school or wherever else, you'd be fine because you'd be of love and not of hate.
But as a parent that isn't teaching their kids what they should be teaching them, those parents that have lost that ability to teach their kids, maybe they weren't taught it in school either, or that they weren't taught it from their families.
But so, if they had love, and you're right, their fathers and their mothers are evil. All fathers and mothers are evil until they return to the Father. If they had love, love would conquer all. So if you didn't get an education at school, the education that comes from the parents, which is a perfect love, that would carry you through life. You didn't go to school?
Oh, yeah, I went to school.
Oh, but they didn't. Are you white?
Yeah.
But they didn't teach you?
Well, everything that they taught me, I just took the bare minimum that I had to take in order to get through from one class to another class.
And why is that?
Because I never had the ability to test myself, because I always thought the other kids would make fun of me, which a lot of times they did.
Oh, well, let me tell you this. It's been amazing talking to you, Kevin. I got to run.
Okay.
But do the silent prayer. Let me know what you think. And continue to work on your body, but start working on your spirit, the real you.
Okay.
Because you're not your body. You're not your mind. You're not your emotions. None of the things are you. And you don't want to have this great body, and then you drop the body and you look around at everybody else. You're like, what the?
Well, I do love myself now, because I'm able to, by loving myself, I'm able to do this continuation of 7 days a week. I do daily positive.
Where do you get the love to love yourself with?
Yeah.
Where do you get that from, the love?
It just came to my mind.
You don't have any love. But I'm glad you're working on your body. But
yeah.
Work on your spirit. Work on the real you, the real Kevin. Let me know how that goes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right, so don't stop working on your body, all right?
Okay, I won't.
Because you're going to need that old body, so work on that body. But work on your spirit as well.
I just wanted to kind of reemphasize, because doing daily positives, it doesn't matter what race you are.
That's right.
Or what health you are. It's a great feedback for people to live by.
Well, you know, you remind me of when I was growing up in Alabama. The older people, they never went to doctors, and they didn't. Their backs weren't out of control, and they were not fat. And they were not all this stuff, because they worked all the time. They worked the cotton field, or they worked this, and they moved about, and they weren't lazy. And so they had strong bodies as well, and they lived for a long time. Miss May lived to be 110 or 20. Miss Shug, she was 110.
Well,
and I don't know how old Miss Evelou and Mr. Robert and Mr. Pugh, they all were old men and women, because they had strong bodies in the way that you're saying.
Well, I'm not afraid of doing projects around my house. I'm not afraid of
Call me again. Call me again, Kevin.
I love it.
Okay. I got to run. Back in a moment. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment.
We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable.
They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. A couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, 11 a.m., Monday to Thursday. On fire, building relationships. Joel Friday TV. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Some of you didn't know that the American Anchor Baby has a real family. He has a mother, sisters, nephew, nieces. What the? If you doubt me, check, podcast my show a couple weeks ago, last month. You see his family there, the American Anchor Baby, at 12 noon today. You don't want to miss it. Last but not least, check out Big Club U.S. Hey, have you heard about this? Big Club USA. And get your Afro jerky, not beta jerky, but Afro jerky. Watch this. People tell me I have a lot of Afro energy. Jesse, what gives you so much Afro energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's Afro Jerky. Afro Jerky. Afro Jerky from Big Club USA. Afro Male. And you can have Afro Jerky energy too. Amazing. Check it out. It's so good. Good. Especially if you work out and all that. It's nice. You can snack on it during the day instead of running to the kitchen and get some cookies or something. Afro Jerky USA. 888-7753. Go to Afro Jerky, right? But go to Big Club USA. .com. BigClubUSA.com. I want to show you something really fast, and then I'm going to get to the calls of your super chat. And I wanted to show this all week, and I just have not had a chance. And I want to know out loud. Do we have a drug crisis in America? Or do we have a emotional crisis in America? I noticed that in life, the experts, because they with the degrees, are dummies, and they always take you away from the cause, and you try to solve the problem without knowing the cause, and it never works. Do we have a drug crisis in America? Or a crisis of emotions. And Lord know, everybody and their mama are emotional, men and women. And men, let me tell you this, men, do what you want. From this day forward, stop crying in front of your woman, whether it's your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance or whatever, or your, you shouldn't be having female counseling, but let's say that's all you got out there now. Don't tell the female counselor your personal business and don't cry in front of her. She will judge you to the moon. She will judge you until the counselor sitting right there on that counselor's couch. And she'll think, what a beta. And she'll give you advice to set you up to become even weaker. It's not in the woman's nature to lead, period, and especially men. And now that you allow women to take over, they're everywhere. You don't need a female counselor. You're supposed to be leading her. But you land on the couch crying to her. Or you crying to your wife. Cut it out. Women, when you're doing that, women are thinking, what a pitiful man. How can I control this more? Don't do it. We have an emotional crisis in America, not a drug crisis. Drop the emotion, you can drop the drugs. And don't tell me you can't drop your emotion. You can. This is from News Nation. A mother is fighting to make other parents aware of the fentanyl crisis after losing both her daughter in 2020 and then her son earlier this year. Watch this first soundbite.
Law enforcement continuing to sound the alarm over the dramatic spike in fentanyl pills flooding into the U.S. And one mom knows all too well about the impact that the fentanyl epidemic is having. In 2020, Deborah DiNocenzo lost her daughter, Dana, to the drug. And then just this year, 3 days after the date of Dana's death, her son, Ricky, was also taken by fentanyl. And Deborah joins us live now. She's now fighting to make others aware of this crisis. Deborah, I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you for being here. Can you tell
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about Dana and Ricky? And can you tell us what happened to your family? Because you say Ricky was doing well up until Dana's passing.
Yes. Dana wasn't what we would say. Dana did not suffer from SUD. Dana was a recreational drug user. And she made a bad choice and decided that she was going to do some cocaine, not knowing that it was laced with fentanyl and it killed her. Now, my Ricky, he did struggle. He struggled since he was 16 years old. He had been doing well, and Dana's angelversary date came and he was struggling. And he made a bad choice again, to which he thought was taking cocaine. And when I got the toxicology report back, it was almost fully fentanyl with xylazine. And so another death from fentanyl being laced in other recreational drugs.
Yeah, and another bomb going off in your family, I know.
What the? It's not the drugs, folks. It's the anger. It's not the drugs at all. We ain't got a drug crisis. We got an anger crisis. And it's too bad because anger has been pushed. That's good now. So it's going to only get worse. So bring some more fentanyl in because they're going to need them. It's an anger problem. And you've been told by evil and the people who support evil that drugs are the solution. It will help. No, it won't. Even if the drug dealer don't give you the drug, the counselor will recommend the drugs. Oh, you got SUD, so you need some post-traumatic pills. I never heard SUD, substance abuse disorder. You heard that?
I had to look it up.
They give all the evil stuff fancy names. She said her daughter did not have that, just use drugs. You don't just use drugs. You have anger problems. You don't just use drugs. And I'm telling you, it's only gonna get worse. Emergency, emergency, emergency. You're putting these women in places of authority where they have no authority at all, and you're pretending that they can lead. This is what's happening at home. That's why the kids get into drugs and alcohol and all that kind of stuff, because they don't have the love of the father. They have the fake love, which is the hate of the mother. Cause and effect. Drop the hate. You can do all things in moderation. Don't drop the hate. You do all things out of control. And now she out there with a cause. She's trying to warn about fentanyl. She got a false thrill. Jeff, I'm so sorry to hear about you. You're lost. Another thrill. She can care less about Dabba and Dabba's children. Soon as the report was over, she don't even remember Dabba, whatever her name is. Mother and son talk every day. Watch this.
You had spoken to him just the night before, and then you got the door knock. Is that right? The following morning?
That is correct. He was doing so well. He had been coming here, spending weekends here with us. We would keep in touch. He would call me on my way to work every morning, or I would call him.
That's the problem.
And then we would call at night. And I spoke to him at 9:30 the night before. And he seemed like he was doing well. And I got the knock on the door the next morning. I knew it was fentanyl. There was no question in my mind what it was that had killed him.
Amazing. She talked to him every day. He talked to her. What you doing talking to your mama every day? That ain't your wife. You don't even need to be calling your wife every day. That's not your girlfriend, but you're talking to your God every day, and you don't like it at all. But mama made you believe and feel like you got to talk to mama all the time, call mama. You don't call mama. I was counseling with a couple yesterday, very nice couple, high couple. The man mama is all involved in it. And her mama all involved in nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble. Keep your mama away from you. You don't owe your mama anything. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says you got to take care of mama. You didn't tell mama to make you. You made a deal that you make me, you lay down and get pregnant with me. I'm going to take care of you all my life. It's their responsibility to take care of you as a kid, and you're responsible as an adult. You shouldn't be calling your mama every day. Why? And your mama should not be calling you except she wanted to control you. It ain't love. And you're afraid not to call mama. You don't want to hurt her feeling. And no wonder you get on fentanyl. I'm not saying that's why they did it, but that's what we're doing. We talk every day. He used to call me, and I call him, and I call him on the way to work. Where your husband? Anger, the spirit of anger is a killer. The spirit of anger is a killer. Every human being is possessed with it until they overcome it. And you can't overcome it. It's of the heart. Clear the heart, you can clear the mind. And last but not least, this woman's 13-year-old son, an activist with his parents, his friends. Watch this.
I know your 13-year-old lost his two siblings as well. How is your son holding up?
Luckily, he's doing remarkably well. he knows too much about fentanyl. He's been through too much death in his lifetime. So he rallies with me. He talks to his friends. He wears his bracelet. He does his own awareness at 13 years old.
And there's a coalition of lawmakers across the country urging President Biden to classify fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. Do you support these efforts?
Absolutely. It needs to be declared a weapon of mass destruction.
It's not, though.
300 people at least are dying every day that we know of in the United States.
He got fentanyl written on his shirt.
From this fentanyl. 2 weeks ago, I got into her parents' stuff and she died. 12 years old.
What a dumb female.
How is this not a weapon of mass destruction? This administration has to do something. People are dying. It's going to affect every family. If it hasn't affected you yet, it's going to. There's no stigma. It's lawyers' kids. It's doctors' kids. It's everybody's family is going to be affected in one way or another. My children were poisoned. They did not overdose.
What a loser. She over there blame. She need Biden. Biden, you can't hide. She need Biden. You need to overcome your heart, lady. And now you're out there pretending to be a whatever, activist. She got fentanyl written over. How's that going to, somebody going to see that sign and run over there to the cartels and get some fentanyl? And why are they going to try to create fentanyl month? All for the thrill. She got the thrill of knowing that somebody feel bad for her because her son and her daughter died of fentanyl. It's the fentanyl fault. We need Biden to do something. Drop your bitterness. Drop your anger. You won't need the fentanyl, lady. And unfortunately, someone didn't tell your kids that. Make sure they're not angry. The people who are selling the fentanyl, they're not bringing it to you and putting it in your mouth. They're not making you buy it. Something else is wrong. Something is missing that's driving you to buy it. 888-77-53-773. Her son OD around his sister. What? OD.
His sister's angelversary.
So what now?
Her son overdosed around the same time, 3 years later to the day, around to the day, of his sister's, what she called it, an angelversary.
What's that?
The anniversary of her death.
And she called it angelversary?
Angelversary.
What a dumb...
These people are morbid.
I'm telling you. They celebrate evil, give it a nice name. Death.
And it just repeats in the son's mind, and so he has to take drugs in addition to calling his mom every day.
What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Listen, folks, do what you want, of course. As an adult, you're responsible for you, right? Work on you. Work on you. If you're married, wife, work on yourself. Husband, work on yourself. Both are screwed up when you met each other. You can't save one another. You can't do it. You can't save another person, period. But work on yourself. Drop the anger. Forgive your mothers and your father. Return to your father, men and women. When you return to the father, you're going to return to perfect peace. And then the light comes on. And the light destroy the darkness of the imagination, of the thoughts, all of the anger. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. About who you are, all lies. Practical thoughts, fine. The mind will work very well with practical thoughts. But don't get an image of who you think you are with the mind. You're not the image. It's a false image. You're not good nor bad. You're not right nor wrong. You're not a sinner nor a saint. You have no past nor future. God has not punished you. He never has, and he never will. He's not punishing you at all because he knows it's not you. It's something that made a home in you, but you think it's you. It makes you angry. It makes you feel happy. It makes you feel bad. It makes you feel good. It makes you judge yourself and others. It makes you go down to the Jewish neighborhood, nice neighborhood, deliberately start a fight. And you think it's you. It makes you hate your fellow man. And if you don't love all, you love none. You love none, zero. You don't have love for anyone. If you love anyone, if you hate anyone, you hate all. You can't love your children and hate your neighbor. You can't love your husband or wife and hate your parents. Or hate the Christian or the Muslim or the Catholic or the Mormon or the Jehovah's Witness or the Allahu Akbar people. You can't hate anyone. You have to love your enemy. Super Chat, 888, and I'm going to get you the call.
Super Chat.
888-775-3773. Super Chat.
Not a victim, but a coffee. I think it is weak to let the package you deliver be stolen in your face. I choose violence against porch pirates as a delivery man.
But what is the delivery man supposed to do?
Yeah, I disavow that. Not
me
a victim.
Too. Not a fetching. What the?
Not worth it.
Their name is...
Not a victim.
Oh, not a victim. I thought I said not a fetching. you can't, the delivery man is not supposed to put his life on the line for a package.
Right. You never know what these people are carrying.
Don't do that over a box of stuff. You can get the stuff later.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Well, he's talking about as a delivery man, not even as the homeowner.
I'm talking about the delivery man.
Yeah. Terrible.
But thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Why, this new one, right?
Yep.
Why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you?
I'm selfish and I try to control everything. Evil works well with me when I try to be the creator of life. I need to let go and let God.
Interesting. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. But very interesting. I thank you for that. Appreciate it.
CL Cowan donated on...
CL Cowan?
Yeah, on Twitch.
Cowan?
Cagwin.
Oh, thank you.
He says, random thought. Satan told me health is overrated and only to pray for peace. And then my health slowly went downhill the last 5 years. SMH, doubt every thought.
All thoughts. All lies. All the time. Amazing. Thank you.
Salty MAGA Matt donated a Rumble rant saying, bacon. Nice.
I love bacon.
Right.
Though I haven't had it in a long time.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Yep.
I like bacon on burgers.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. Some of the best times.
What the?
Our bacon burgers.
Bacon or burgers are good. Thank you.
Another super chat, Rumble rant from Nick LaBoy. This one to follow up on that one caller from earlier. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3:29, also Romans 9:6 through 8. God bless, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Who are they referring to?
I'm not sure which caller that would have been referring to, but thank you, Nick LaBoy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. From Rumble.
Yeah. Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, the DLive crew, Evgeny Crosby, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters, Kid Combo 1.0. Thank you guys for the support, as always, in the DLive crew. And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I absolutely, absolutely appreciate it. Listen, folks, there's not a drug crisis in America. There's an anger crisis. And all human beings are being told that, well, I don't know about all, but most, that anger is good. It's not. Don't listen to the Christians when they tell you that anger is good. Jesus was angry, they say. Don't pay attention to that. They're lying to you. Jesus did not have human anger. Human anger is evil. All right? You can be free right here, right now. You don't want to die with anger on your mind, on your heart. Go and forgive your mother. Black people, forgive your mama, your grandmama. They screwed you up. They turned you from your father. And also, forgive them. All people do, but I'm telling the black because they don't know how. They think their black mama is a queen. She's a queen, all right, of evil. So forgive them, forgive your father, all people. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, all right? And work on you. You'll be fine. It ain't going to change until you work on you. Nothing going to change. I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. Hayden out of Texas. Somebody just dropped. I'm out of time. Tomorrow, Manhood, I was in the third hour every Wednesday. Thank you all for your super chats, your support, your donations, and all that. We got a lot of work to do. All right. Take care. Hake Report coming up at 9. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. You black. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him by God. Not his own. Take care, folks. Have a good one. I know we can find. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank or if you don't have a five-year plan or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com or they call 800-411-2663 and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.